Today's daf in Masechet Shabbat is daf Pei Tet, and we are holding at two dots, about a quarter of the way up, on daf Pei Chet, Amud Bet. So we're continuing our Gadata investigation of Kabbalat HaTorah, and we're up to Vomer Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, B'sha'a she'ala Moshe l'Maron, when Moshe came up to Har Sinai, Omru Malachei Asharet l'Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Malachi Asharet asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what the heck, Ribono Shalom, Malayud Leyalud Ishar Beinim? What is a mortal human doing up here? Omar Lam Lekabel Toraba. Omru Lefanav Harz. Hamuda Gnuzar, Shegnuzar Lecha 974 Dorot Kodem. Shenivra Olam Ata Mevakesh Nitna Lebasar Vadam? Ma Enosh Ki Tizkirenu Ven Adam Ki Tifkedenu? Hashem Adoneinu Ma'adir Shimcha B'chol Haaretz Asher Tana Otcha L'Shamayim? I can't believe it, said each Malach. After all, the Torah has been hidden. This is after all, because we know that it was Davar Tzivala Elev Dor, and in reality it came out at the end of 26 Dorot. So that must mean that these, all those other Dorot, the 974 missing Dorot, it was hidden before Briat Olam. Those are called the Tatka'at Dorot Asher Kumtzu, which we saw in the Chagiga. What in the world is the value of mortal men that you should remember them? Hashem Adonenu, why don't you put your glory on the Shamayim? Amalav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Achzir Lehem Teshuvah, answer them. Amalav Anav Ribono Shel Olam, I'm going to answer them. I'm scared of these guys. Mityarei Ani Shema Yisrafuni Behevel Shebepia. I mean, they just talk. You can burn me up. Amalav, no problem. Echuz V'chisei Chvodi, hold on to my Kisei HaKadod and answer them. V'chazor Lehem Teshuvah. This is Merumas in a Pusik Shemar Ma'achaz Pnei Kisei Parshaz Alav Anano, which we darshan as Enotrikim, which means the Ma'achiz B'nei Kisei Parshaz, is Melamed, that Amar Rabbi Nochum Melamed, Piresh Shakai, Miziv Shkinato V'anano Allah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spread over him, this Parshaz, Piresh Shakai, the Ziv of the Shechina, and the Onan over Moshe Rabbeinu to protect him. Now this, of course, is not just a sudden moment in history. This has been the problem since the moment of creation. As we saw yesterday, Yom HaShishi is Merames too, Shishi B'Siva, in which the earth is conditional. And at the very beginning, remember that the Bria of Adam was a question. Na'asa Adam B'Tzalmeinu is not a commitment, it's a question, shall we? And then, in response to that question, was the first time that we have the Malachi Asharei saying exactly this. It doesn't make any sense to create Adam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not offer them any answer, he just burnt them up each time. So there was really no answer until finally the third cut of Malachi Asharet said, forget it, it's your world, you do what you want. We're not the first ones that complained, didn't get very far, we're not going to complain. But then, basically, the Malachi Asharet Kevayachol taunted HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout the Dorot with each leading citizen. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Noah comes along, is this the guy that you were talking about, the great one that's going to be, no, this is the drunkard, I never meant him. And this goes on throughout history. And now comes finally the moment that's going to be the vindication of Miser Bereishis, and obviously this is the moment, and the meaning of that vindication is obviously that Adam has to vindicate himself, which is the whole point. That's why I can't give you an answer. The answer either comes from Adam or it doesn't come at all. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe, okay, now's the minute, this is it, you're going to be Mekabel Torah. That's going to be the final vindication of Miser Bereishis against these Malachim. You're going to have to give the answer, otherwise you don't get nothing. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu derech kavod, not speak directly to the Malachim. Torah she'ata noten li ma katuv ba. Look, well, what does it say in your Torah? It says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher hotzeiticha min eretz Mitzrayim. I mean, that obviously means that there's a special relationship that we have to you on this world in a very local way. I don't see how Malachim could possibly share in a local God. They says to the Malachim, did you go down to Mitzrayim? What do you need a Torah in which the whole point of the Torah seems to be a relationship to Asher Hotzeiticha min eretz Mitzrayim? So Torah lo matei lechem. What are you going to do with it? Shuv maktiv, but read on. Lo yelecha Elohim acherim. I mean, you got to be an idiot to think about such a stupidity. The only possible reason, even for humans, that you would need such a mitzvah would be because of the context of the way civilization has evolved. Okay. So you can understand that even a thinking human being might be fooled initially into religious beliefs. But do you live on the earth between these idiots? Why would you be taken into such a thing that it needs to be addressed? I mean, it's laughable. Furthermore, Makatimba, Zechorat Yom HaShabbat Kacho. Now, why it reverses it over here instead of Lotisa at this point is a little strange, but there's no immediately available answer, so I will leave it to your imagination. But anyway, he said to the Malachim, you guys don't do anything. Let's face facts. So if you don't do any malacha, then you have no shakut to Shabbat, okay? So Shabbat is only connected to creative beings, which I'm very sorry to inform you, you are not. Now, shuv maktiva, lo tisa shem Hashem alokecha. Well, what is that supposed to mean in your terms? Masav matan yesh b'necha. What does that mean? You have business deals that you have to go into court and take an oath? Shuv maktiva, kadeidat avicha v'timecha. What is that supposed to mean to you? I mean, av em yesh lachem. Shuv maktiva, lo titzach, lo tinaf, lo tignof. I mean, these are ridiculous things. Kina yesh b'nechem. What, you're gonna desire something that isn't yours? What is that supposed to mean? I mean, it's not even a concept on an existential level. Yetzer hara yesh b'nechem. Miyad hodu lo l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So then they turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they admitted that Moshe was right and he should indeed give the Torah to humans. Shemar Hashem Adonenu ma'adir shimcha b'chol ha'aretz. And remarkably, it doesn't go on with the words of Shetan Otkal HaShemayim. So in other words, what began as a question of why would you need to make adir shimcha b'aretz, that's a given, Shetan Otkal HaShemayim, ends with a repetition of the original statement as we recognize now that this Torah will be the Allah Aretz. No longer do we demand it should be Allah Shemayim. Yetzno Otkal HaShemayim, loktiv, that part is left out. Miyad kol echad v'echad na'aseh lo ohev. All of the malachim, each one for their particular, what it is that they were a particular manifestation of, became a lover of Moshe. And each one masar lo davar. Each one gave something that they were responsible for. Shinema. Because look, it says Alita Lemarom, a reference to Moshe Rabbeinu. You came up to the heavens, Shavita Shevi, and you took spoils. Lakachta Matanot, you received gifts. So you took the Torah as a Shevi, and you received gifts. Ba'adam. What does Ba'adam mean? Ba'adam means Bischut, and it was Bischar Shekara Uchata, because they made fun of you. And they called you, mortal, humus, garbage. Because of that, they had to be made. Because of that, Lakachta Matanot, because of the way that they had to make up for calling you just human. And we know that at that stage, Af Malach HaMavet Masalo Davar, all of the Malachim, including the Malach HaMavet, gave a gift to Moshe. And what was it that the Malach HaMavet gave to Moshe? Well, we see later on, it says, Vayitena Taktoret, Vayichaper Alam, after the plague breaks out. So Moshe Rabbeinu sends Aaron to quickly take the Ketoret, the only thing that's going to be Mechaper on them. And sure enough, it does. And I mean, it's a weird thing. Who would think that you should take the Ketoret, which basically has caused the whole people, initially that's what caused people to drop dead, those who brought the Ketoret. You bring that Ketoret to stop the Magifa. If he hadn't been informed of this in advance, how would he know? Now, the one who is responsible in terms of the Malachim for death is the Malach HaMavet. So it must be that that was the gift, particularly the Malach HaMavet.
Moshe Rabbeinu had all of this with Darsh Bar Peh that he knew before him.
Why does it mean that? Why does it mean what it means?
Did he get it? Did he get it in written form by this point?
When he was, you mean when he was studying those 40 days?
No, I mean, when did he must have told them Malachim this at the very beginning.
This was at the beginning. The next piece is later. Right, so the 40 days. This was the original. That's the Machlokas when it took place. When Moshe Rabbeinu came back down. So then the Sultan comes back because he was sent away in order not to be Mekatre. He comes back and he says, something smells fishy around here. What happened to that Torah that you used to have over here? Torah Hechani. It's down on the earth. Now, obviously, Arukami Eretz Midat couldn't really be on the earth. It's bigger than the earth. So, what happened to the Torah? Amralo Elohim Evin Darka, only God knows its path. So you're talking to the wrong guy, basically. Who yadat mikoma? Halach etzel yam. Then he went to the yam. Maybe that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant. But it can't be in the yam either, because Amralo Eini Madi, as we see in the Pasuk. Halach etzel tahom. Amralo Ein Bish, Nemer tahom amar lo bi. Yam amar Eini Madi. So obviously there was, as we see in Eov, there's some sense of where is the Chochmah, where is understanding, does there anything in creation that gives you a real clue to understand what's going on. Avdonu Mavet, perhaps disaster and death and hopelessness. Maybe they can contain the Torah. That seems to be a lot deeper than the Yom. They said, well, continues the Pasuk, Bozneinu Shamanu Shim'a, we've heard about this Torah business, but that's all. We don't know exactly where. He came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, where? I've searched the entire planet. There's nothing there. Amarlo, did you ask Ben Amram? Ben Amram, go to Ben Amram. He must know. Alak etzo Moshe. Amarlo, all right, boy. Torah shenatan lecha HaKadosh Baruch Hu echani. Amarlo, are you crazy? Mani shenatan lecha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah. I mean, you've got to be out of your mind to think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give me the Torah. Amarlo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hey, Moshe, are you screwing around here, Badoyata? What are you, playing games? I mean, you make me look bad, too. I'm going to say you gave it to me. The Torah is basically your plaything, and you enjoy it, and it's something intimate, and you're going to say you gave it to me. I'm supposed to admit, and it's me, as if it has something to do with me. I'm completely a bystander. If that's the way you look at it, to make yourself less important, the Torah will be called your Torah. And at that point, we see that the Torah becomes his. And, okay, all kinds of remozim or something. That means that's why we call the Chachomim in every door Moshe. The leader we find in the Gemara, we call Moshe. Because basically, the Gilui of Torah Shabbat Peh is a continuum. And it's always going to be called Al Shem Moshe, because the Torah is always yoredet only to a mokum shafel. Yom Rabbi Yerusha ben Levi, b'sha'a shalom Moshe l'marom b'tza'o la'akadosh baruch hu she'a kosher k'tarim lo'otiyot. So when Moshe comes up to Har Sinai, he finds HaKadosh Baruch Hu busily writing, and he's attaching these little crowns, which of course are the tagim, to the letters. And of course this becomes the story later on of Rabbi Akiva, and yes, Moshe says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what do you have to do such a perfect job for? Nobody's going to know what it means. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, not true. There's going to be a person who's going to be many doras later that's going to understand delay shalala chod based on this. But this, we sort of shortcut that because we just talked about the beginning of the conversation. So Moshe was pretty shocked and he stands there sort of quietly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks up and says, Moshe, where you come from? Nobody says good morning. What is this? Ain't shalom b'yarcha. Amar l'fanav, klum yesh evet shenaten shalom l'rabo. I mean, I'm waiting to be acknowledged. I'm not going to sit there and say shalom. Rabbi Yonah actually brings halacha l'maaseh from here that Talmud doesn't say shalom to Rabbo until he's acknowledged. Well, Maalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, well, what are you sitting there like an idiot for? How come you don't give me a hand over here? I need your support. What does support mean? It's mental support. Miyad Amarlo. So Moshe Rabbeinu was at that point, and Moshe said, v'yata. That's what we're being attacked. Now that you say that you are open to my support, then I do hereby say, Yigdal na koach Hashem kasher dibarta leimor. So the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should increase, and that's the koach that an Adam has to give increase to HaKadosh Baruch Hu kevayechol. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, v'omar, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, ma'i dechtiv, v'yara am ki boshesh Moshe. What is boshesh supposed to mean? It's a very strange way of saying coming late. I mean, say, ki yicher Moshe. Al tikri boshesh, ala ba'ushesh, that the 6th hour has come, and he didn't show up. So b'sha'a she'ala Moshe l'morom. Amalam li'Yisrael l'sof arbaim yom b'tchilat shesh aniba. At the end of 40 days, at the beginning of the 6th hour, that's when I'm going to come. Now, of course, this is how Rashi learns. This just shows that it can't be literally the way Rashi learns. There's many explanations of Rashi, but Rashi learns that basically this is Moshe l'shitato before, but he was Moshe yom echad ofi da'ato. So what did he do? He analyzed the fact that you need yom v'leilo ima. Otherwise, it's not called a day. So he figured that people would recognize that when he says the Sofar Bohem Yom, he means at the end of 40 full days. And we don't say Mikta Sayom Kekulo. So therefore, it did not include the Yom of the Aliyah. They assumed that it meant Mikta Sayom Kekulo counts as part of the 40 days. Because of that, on the 40th day, Tosfos proves, but the truth is it really was, they were right. Because if you analyze Shivasa B'Talmuz, which is the Yom Shvirat HaLuchot and Yasiyat HaEgel, it only works out if we do include that day. So there's many Purushim on Rashi, including that those days, the night followed the day, rather than the day followed. Okay. But in any event, we won't go into the details, but the fact is that they believed, or were Choshesh anyway, we'll see, they didn't really believe it, but they were Choshesh, that something might have happened to Moshe. After all, this was a pretty dangerous kind of thing. Go up to the sky, disappear for 40 days. Who knows if you're going to come back down again, even get splinched on the way. And so, because of that, they started to worry. And indeed, comes along the Satan. Basatan virvevet olam, the Satan comes and turns the world into confusion, darkness, and thunder. And it looks like horrible things have happened. So then he comes to them and he says, so, where's Moshe? Moshe Rabchem Nechanu. Omrilo alala maron. Says the Satan, well, I don't know, I'm looking at my watch, it's already 6 hours. Lo yishgichu alav. Says the Satan, he died. Ah, lo yishgichu, he still refused to accept it. Heralam demut mitato, and so he shows them an image of the Malachim carrying Moshe's coffin in the sky. And then they already get very nervous. Hanu the gamil of Aaron, even then, by the way, they're not 100% convinced, because what they say to Aaron is, ki ze Moshe ha'ish, obviously they're pointing to him. You don't say ze, they would have said ki Moshe, kol yadan, they would say ze, that we only say ze when you do this. That means that they must be responding to an image of some kind. That was the image that the Satan showed them. But they still say, lo yadanu me'ayalo, we don't know what happened to him. Omele ya'umi rabbanu l'rav Kahana. Do you have any idea why Har Sinai is called Har Sinai? Because, I mean, Lamaisa, it wasn't called that when Moshe first went there. It was called Har Elohim Choreva, right? Choreva is Har Chorev. It's very often referred to as Har Chorev afterwards. And in fact, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe that Zelachot Kianoki Shelachticha, that when there will be a Tziat Mitzrayim, we'll do it Elohim on this mountain. So this mountain should be Har Chorev. All of a sudden, it turns into Har Sinai. Do you have any idea why? Omarla, yeah, it's because it's a remez that it's the Har Sinai Subo Nisim LeYisrael. A lot of miracles happened there, as we saw. Everybody died between every Dibur, and the HaKadosh Baruch had to be Mechayim Meisim, and the Malachim had to bring them back. So it was an amazing experience. I don't know, why don't we call it an Har Nisai instead of Har Sinai? I mean, why would we just arbitrarily mix up the letters? All right, I'll try again. It's the Har Sinai says Siman Tov LeYisrael. This was the place where the good sign for the future of Yisrael was given. Some learned that there's a reference to the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Luchot Hashniim, in which he added the words. I mean, I can't say that, that's the Machlokas, whether the second story in that Hanan of the Luchot refers to Luchot Hashniim, or whether it's still the... Okay, but in any event, it works out even better. It was the first Luchot, so it says over there, Leman Yitav Lach. In the first story of the Luchot, the Yitro does a man Yitavla. Just a man Yarichu Yomecha. So apparently there was an added Siman Tov for Yisrael. I don't know, why don't we call it Har Sinai then? I mean, why Har Sinai? You still haven't hit it. Oh my, you know what? Why don't you go to somebody who knows what they're talking about? You know, my time Lord Shechach, come here with Papa, and Ravuna Berev of Yoshua. I mean, these people take these questions seriously. The Ma'ani Be'aganata. So what they say is, and that's quoted from Rav Chista and Rabbi Breder Huna, the Amrat Arvayim, the Lashon of Har Sinai, is that it is the mountain where HaKadosh Baruch Hu learned to hate Goyim, because they rejected his Torah. Can you imagine what a slap in the face Kavayokal is? You offer people everything you could possibly offer them, your most intimate love, and they throw it back in your face. Obviously you hate them. So that's why it started being called Har Sinai. She yardas sin'ah la'akum alav. The truth is, we find five names other than Har Chorev given for Har Chorev. It's got to be Bar Tzin. That's because it's the Mokum of Tzivuin. It's Tavo Yisrael Alav. It's called Midbar Kadesh. Shinit Kachu Yisrael Alav. It's called Midbar Kdemot, because this was Nitna on in this desert, Kiddumal of the Torah, which was called Maloilam, as we said before, the Tatke Adorot. It's called Midbar Paran, because it was the Midbar Sheparu V'Ravu Ala Yisrael, because after HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, Shuvu Lachem Lo Alechem, which is seen not just as a heter to engage in sex after the Isra for the 3 days, but rather was a specific interest that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had, which resulted in all of these women becoming pregnant, and they all ended up with Bonim, Zephorim. So it was a place on this mountain where Paru Varov. And it's called Midbar Sinai, because Sinai is Yardas Sinala Akum Alav. But the real name of it, these five names are not the real names, they're Muslim names. The real name is Mizar Chorev. But in this, he argues with Rabbi Abo. The Omer Rabbi Abo, no, the real name is Har Sinai. The reason that it's called Har Chorev is it's the Har Sheyarda Churva LaHakum Alav. It was because of the rejection of Torah that we have ultimately the end of the other Lashonos, and all that survives is the Yisrael Shenikra Reishis. Next piece of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, okay, what's the remez in the pasuk? That on Yom Kippur, the Surah Mishtaleach, that you tie a red string, because it says, Im yukata yichem kashonim, kashelag yalbino. So that was our remez. Now we want to know, why do we have a mismatch of case here? I mean, I understand. If we say, Im yukata yichem kashonim, kashelag, kashonim, kashelag. Kashani kashele, or kashanim kishlagim. Why does it say kashanim? It should say kashani. It's a remez. Even if your chataim have become so entrenched that they're kashanim halalosh, it's durot about bisheshit yimei bereshit, that doesn't seem to be any change. It's year after year from creation, the same garbage, and it just keeps growing and growing and growing. It doesn't matter. From this point on, we could still turn it all white. A new beginning. Once we're already on this topic, what indeed is the meaning of the beginning of the pasuk? What do you mean, lechu? Where are you supposed to go to? It should say, bo. Come, let's argue this out. I say, we have a chance for a new beginning, and you guys keep sticking with the same old stuff. Lechuna, bo na mi boila. Should it not say, come here and let's discuss this? Yomar Hashem? And what do you mean, Yomar Hashem? God will say, I mean, when the Navi speaks, he speaks in the present. Omar Hashem, God has said, and therefore I'm giving over this message, mi boila. Is that what it should say? So the point here, Sir Richard, is that latid lavo, yomar la makadosh baruch hu Yisrael. No, this is actually a discussion of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to Yisrael in the future, after there's an opportunity once again to speak directly to the avot. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, lechuna, why don't you go speak to avotechem? Let them be mochiach you and show you what a bunch of idiots you've been. So yochichu etchem. And then what happens is that Yisrael responds and says, avot? What good are avot? Who are we supposed to go to exactly? People that couldn't care less about us. We should go to Avram Avinu. You tell Avram, did he say a word? Did he beg? No, please, my poor children. All he did was faint. We're not going to go to a guy like that. Who should we go? We'll go to Yitzchak. 99% of our tzaras come from Yitzchak. Thank you very much. All the pogroms, holocausts, and so on, it's all Yitzchak's fault. But he had to tell Yitzchak, he had to tell Esav, Yakasher Tarid. You know, if you have an excuse, go after him. God help us. Some take off a Lobikesh Rachamim, because that's not the point. I mean, it's less than Lobikesh Rachamim, it's all his fault. Should we go to Yaakov, where you told him, which means that there are obviously going to be other Goliot. And what does Yaakov do? He smiles and has a wonderful time for 17 years. Does he sit there and say, no, anything but this? Nah, Lobikesh Rachamim Aleinu. So who exactly are you suggesting that we go to, that we're going to pay any attention to, if people don't care about you? You don't listen to them. It's Aminelech. We're not going anywhere. You want to tell us something? You tell us something. Hashem, Yomar Hashem, that's the point. Yomar Hashem means that Yisrael says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you say. We don't want to hear what they have to say. Amar Lama HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oh, if that's the case, you know, I mean, you've spent thousands of years invoking Zchut Avot. I figured we didn't really have much of a relationship. But now I see you understand it's really between me and you. If that's the case, be, now I tell you, kashanim, kashalag yalbino. About time you figure this out. How do you understand practice, Sir Richard? This is all coming. How do you understand Klal Yisrael's response, and this is also in the context of Avot, which we just said, there's a rejection of Avot. We find the same thing here, where it says, Ki ata avinu, you are our father. Ki Abraham lo yadanu, Abraham, yeah, he doesn't know or care. Yisrael lo yakirenu. Ata shem avinu, it is you who are our father. Goalenu me'olam shemecha. But something is strange, because in this case, it doesn't say anything about Yitzchak not being recognized. As a matter of fact, what it appears to be saying is, Ki Ata Avinu is addressed to Yitzchak, right? Because why does it repeat afterwards, Ata Hashem Avinu Goalenu? So in other words, Ata Avinu is Yitzchak, because Avram doesn't care, Yisrael doesn't care, So it must be you're the only one that's left. And then it changes to say, no, actually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are Rabbi. Something is going on over here. What might that be? So the Atid Lava, Lavo, Yomar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'Avram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Avram at the end of the whole story. He says to Avram, look, I got bad news for you. It's been a few thousand years. They really made a mess of things. Banecha Chot Uli. Amar Lefanav says, Avram, look, I was hoping for better, but if that's all that we got, at least there should be a tikkun for the Chilul Hashem. Ribono Shel Olam Yimachu HaKadoshat Shemecha. The only thing to do with Chilul Hashem, wipe them out. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oh my gosh. I'll try Yaakov. At least Yaakov had Sargit Lebanim, and he cared about his kids, and he realizes what you got to go through with teenagers. I'll speak to Yaakov. I have like Sargit Lebanim. Maybe he'll come with a more intelligent response. After the boy Rachami Alayu, and he'll ask for Rachami. So comes to Yaakov Avinu, Banecha Chatu. Says Yaakov, Ribono Shel Olam, it's terrible news. Yimachu HaKadoshat Shemecha. The only thing to do is wipe them out. We'll have a tikkun for the kid of Chilul Hashem. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oh my God, the old men are the senile, the young ones are babies, there's nothing to discuss with either of these guys. Lo besabi taima, lo bedardik eitza, the old men have no reason. The kids, meaning Yaakov Avinu, he's got no insight. I'll go to Yitzchak. Amar lo Yitzchak, manecha chatuli. Amar lefanav, says Yitzchak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, well, I love this. All of a sudden they're my children. The minute they misbehave, they're my children. I seem to recall that at the beginning of the story, you were very proud. You called them Bani B'chori Yisrael, and you took full responsibility for them, even though this was said, of course, in Mitzrayim before, but it was Golov Yadua Lefanai, as we see the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tazim Alach HaYasharet, their Atidim, Lama B'fnei HaSinai, to be Mekabo, Nazar Nishma. At that time, you didn't call them my children. Now, all of a sudden, they're my children. I love it. Achshav banai v'lo banecha. And this business of they sinned. This crappy life you give them. They don't even have time to sin. Kamachatu. Tell me, how serious are the sins that they had? Let's take an average lifetime. Kamachatav shalama. 70 crummy years. All right. The first 20 years, even you realize, don't count. Dalas rim delo anashtalai. Oh, they're too stupid to even be responsible. So you're left with 50 years. Parshul Chamishim. Now those 50 years, I mean, these guys don't have 50 years. 25 out of those years are spent trying to get a little rest. So that basically, I mean, these guys have no time to sin. So you have 25 years of Leiluta. All right. So what we're really talking about is a lifetime of 25 years. Now, let's be honest. In those 25 years, basically, between the time that they have to sit around and shul, praying all your tefillahs, and then eating, and then there's Birkas HaMazon, then, of course, you've arranged things, so you've got to spend another few hours in the bathroom. I mean, put that all together. Take away half, I would say. So you're left, you know, take off 12 and a half out of 25, between davening, and between eating, and going to the bathroom. So in the crummy life that you've given them, they've got 12 and a half years to sin. This has got to be really serious. I mean, how much can you sin in 12 and a half crummy years? I'll tell you what. Now that I've put it into perspective for you, if you're ready to say you're right, it's a joke, forget it. Fine. Then we've got a deal. Mutab. Now, if you can't handle the whole thing yourself, how about we split it? I'll take half, you take half. Say, imalaf pal galai, upal galecha. And, you know, if you're still going to be stubborn about it, you still want to insist they're my kids? It's okay. I'll take the whole thing. What's the big deal? After all, I was willing to give up my life on the Akedah, and I think that gives me a couple of brownie points here and there. Patchuv Amrus HaKlal Yisrael says, Ata Avinu. Man, they really were talking to Yitzchak, as the Pasuk is Mashma. Abraham didn't care. Yisrael didn't care. You're the only one who was really Avinu. Amalan Yitzchak. So Yitzchak says, look, this is not really... You know, instead of sitting over there and singing my praises, it's time for you to understand that I'm merely the manifestation of Midas Adin. Come to be Mekalis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umachvela Yitzchak HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beinayu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yitzchak shows them HaKadosh Baruch Hu right to their eyes. They can finally understand all of the real laughter of Midas Adin. Miyad Nasre Neim Lamarom. And so at last they come to turn their eyes to the heavens, Ve'omrim, and that's the closure in which Ata now becomes Ata Hashem. Ata Hashem Avinu Goalinu Me'olam Shemecha. All along, the Midas Adin has made everything into the big Yitzchak, the big joke. Omer Pir Barav, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. The truth is, Ro'ui Haya Yaakov Avinu Le'ed L'Mitzrayim B'Shar Shelo Utsho Barzel. And we find that here, the Taina of Yisrael against Yaakov was that he wasn't mitpalel. Instead, he took anochi al chagam alo. He took that as a good thing. And the truth is, we know that the original gezera of Geri Ezer Akav, Avadum Vinu Otam, I mean, Avadum Vinu Otam, should mean you drag them down in chains and in stocks, and that should be the real beginning of Galut. Instead, Galut begins very, very easily. You know, they all come down excited, happy to meet Yosef, starting a new life, everything looks good. Yaakov Avinu lives for 17 years in glory, B'tafnuki Alma, as the Zohar says. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very, very much merachim on the beginning of the Galut, and it began slowly, and before they knew what happened, they were there, but it didn't hurt the way you think it was going to hurt. It's only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was merachim, because of his great zchuyot iftiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Bechavlei Adam hemshachim." I used human-type ropes to drag them down. Be'avotot ava, they were chained, but they were chained by love. They weren't chained by metal. So basically they came down of what ends up being their own free will in order to achieve the love that they were looking for. Ve'yelahem, and during that whole period, I was for them like a farmer, was merime ol alechayim. There had to be an ol, there had to be a yoke. That's avdut. But somebody who cares puts the ol on very gently, lift it carefully. If it's rubbing against the neck of the para, you lift it up a little bit, readjust it. That's what I did for them. Va'ate love, and I gave them the energy to be able to be sovel, ochil, to be able to contain the pain of that period so that they would come up with vayisham joy. V'yamar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, b'sha'a sh'ala Moshe l'morom omru malach yashev lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ribono shel olam, ma'al yelud isha b'neinu. אמרם לקבל תורה בם, לפניו חמודה גנוזה שגנוזה לך 974 דורות קודם שנברא העולם. אתה מבקש לבדם לבשר אדם? מה אנוש כי תזכרנו בן אדם כי תפקדנו, השם אדוננו מועדה שמך בכל הארץ, אשר צלעו דרך על השמיים. אמר לו, הקדוש ברוך הוא למשה, נו, אחזיר להם תשובה. אמר לו, ריבונו של עולם, מתיראי אני שם יסרפוני באבר שבפיהם. אמר לו, ג'סט אחוז בכיסא כבדי, ואחזור להם תשובה. שנאמר, מאחז פני כיסא פרשה זלב עננו, ויום רבי נחום, that word, which has no clear presence in לשון הקודש, is a no trickling. מלמד שפירי שקי מזיו שקינתו עננו עליו. אמר לפניו ריבונו של עולם, תורה שאתה נותן לי מה כתוב בה. אנוכי השם לוקח אשר הוצאתיך מארץ ישראל. Turning to the Malachim, Amar lahem, the Mitzrayim eradetem, the Pharaoh hishta'abadetem, Torah la Malachem, shuv, ma k'tiv ba, lo yalacha Elohim acherim al panai. Nu, atem, ben amim atem shruyim, shavdim avodah zarah, shuv, ma k'tiv ba, zechor et yom ha-shabbat l'kasher klum atem osim malacha, shatem tzirchim shvut, shuv, ma k'tiv ba, lo tisa, mo, lo tisa, basa umatam yesh b'lechem, שוב, מה כתיב בה? כבד את אביך ואת אמך, אבאים יש לכם. שוב, מה כתיב בה? לא תרצח, לא תנף, לא תיגע. קנאה יש ביניכם. יצרה יש ביניכם. מיד הודו לו לקדוש ברוך הוא שנאמר, השם אדוננו, מועד ירשימך בכל הארץ. And at this point, second time, תנו את כל השמיים לנונצה, לא כתיב. מיד כל אחד ואחד נעשה לו אוהב את משה, מסר לו דבר שלמה, עלית על המרום, שבית השבי, לקחת מתנות באדם, בשכר שקראוך אדם, לקחת מתנות. And even מלאך המוות מסר לו דבר שלמה, ויתן את הקטורת ויחפר על העם, ויעמוד בין המתים ובין החיים. How do you know that? You love to אומר למי אבי יודע? לא אומר רבי ישראל בן לוי, בשעה שירד משה לפני הקדוש, מלפני הקדוש ברוך הוא, בא השטן ואמר לפניו, ריבונו של עולם, whatever happened to that nice little tire we had up here? תורה, איך אני? אמר לו, נתתי על הארץ. הלך אצל הארץ, אמר לו, תורה, איך אני? אמר לו, אלוהים הבין דרכה, הוא ידע מקומה. הלך אצל ים, אמר לו, אין מדי. הלך אצל תאום, אמר לו, אין בי. תאום אמר, לא בי. ים אמר, איני מדין, אבדון ומוות אמרו, באוזנינו שמענו שימה. חזב אמר לפניו, ריבונו של עולם, חיפשתי בכל הארץ, לא מצאתיה. אמר לו, why don't you ask בן עמרם? הלך אצל משה, אמר לו, תורה שנתן לך, הקדוש ברוך הוא, איך אני? אמר לו, מה אני שנתן לי הקדוש ברוך הוא תורה? אמר לי הקדוש ברוך הוא למשה, משה, בדי אתה? אמר לו פרגימון של עולם, כמן, חמודה גנוזה יש לך, אתה משתעשע בה בכל יום, אני אחזיק טובה לעצמי. אמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא למשה, הועיל מיד את עצמך, תקרא על שמך, שגם בזכרו תורת משה עבדי. בואו רבי ישוע בן לוי בשעה שאלה משה למרום מצאו על הקדוש ברוך הוא שהיה קושר כתרים לאותיות. אמר לו, היי, משה, אין שלום בירך? אמר לו, פניו כלומי, יש עבד שנותן שלום לרבו? אמר לו, אבל he's standing there like a dumb cup, היה לך לעזרני. מיד אמר לו, ואתה יגדל על כוח השם כאשר דיברת. ויום רבי ישוע בן לוי, מה הכתיב? היה רם כי בושש משה. אל תקריא בושש, אלא באושש. בשעה שאלה משה למרום אמר למניסו לסוף 40 יום, בתחילת 6 שעות אני בא, לסוף 40 יום. בא שטן ברביב את העולם, אמר למני משה רבכם, what do you think happened to him? אמרו לו, עלה למרום, אמר להם, I don't know, my watch, this is 6, לא השגיחו עליו. מת, לא השגיחו עליו. ואולם דמות מיטתו, ואני קמל אל אהרון, כי זה משה האיש, לא ידענו מה היה לו. אומר לה, אומי רבנו לרב קנה, מי שמיע לך מי הר סיני, instead of הר חורב? Sure, אומר לה, הר שנה זה בו ניסים לישראל. Then it should say הר ניסוי. אלא הר שנה זה סימן טוב לישראל. Then it should say הר סימנוי. אומר לה, אוקיי, מי תאים הלא שכית לך מידי רב פופר ונבר רב יושיר ואיני והגלתה. There's an answer to this. Rav Chista, Rabbi Breder, Vunam, Betarvayu, my Har Sinai, Lashon Sinah, Har Shiyarda Sinah Lakum Alav. Ainu Domen Rav Yezib, Rav Yechanin, Hamisha Shemot Yeshlo, Midbar Tzin, Shenit Stavu Yisrael Alav, Midbar Kadei, Shenit Katshu Yisrael Alav, Midbar Ktemot, Shenatna Kiduma Alav, Midbar Poran, Sheparu, Verovu Alav Yisrael, Midbar Sinai, Shiyarda Sinah Lakum Alav, Uma Shmo, Chorev Shmo, Uplikat Rav Rabbi Abba, the Om Rabbi Abba, really Har Sinai Shmo, Lama Nikra Shmo Har Choreb, Shiyadar Churva Le'akum Ala. Minayin Shekoshim Lashon Shazurit, Shenemar, Im Yuchatayichem Kashanim. What is Kashanim? Why? Lashon Rabbi. It should say Kashanim Iboyle, Om Rabbi Yitzchak, Remez, to years. אמר להם הקדוש ברוך הוא לישראל מלכתיכם כשנים הללו שסתורות ובאות בששת ימי בראשית עד עכשיו נבל אז קשה לגבים. דור שוב, מה הייתי כתיב את הבגינינג של הפוסק? לכו ונא ונבקחה יאמר השם. אולי לכו נא, שזה בואו נא מבוא אליי. פרדמור, יאמר השם, אמר השם מבוא אליי. What this means is לעתיד לבוא. יאמר להם הקדוש ברוך הוא לישראל, לכו נא אצל אבותיכם, to give you a little bit of מוסר. ויאמרו לפניו, ריבונו של עולם, which exactly should we listen to? אצל מי נלך? אצל אברהם? שאמרת לו ידוע, תדע, כי גר יהיה זרעך, ועבדום, וינו אותם, לא ביקש רחמים עלינו? Why should we listen to him? אצל יצחק, שבירך את עשיו, and granted us the Holocaust? והיה כאשר תריד? אצל יעקב, שאמרת לנוכי הרד עמך מצרימה והלכה גם אלון, לא ביקש רחמים עליהם. אצל מי נלך? עכשיו יאמר השם. אמר להם הקדוש ברוך הוא, תליטה בעצמכם, בי, I say אם יוחתכם כשנים, כשלג יבינו. אמר רב שבו בר נחמני, אמר רבי יונתן, מה יכתיב? כי אתה אבינו, כי אברהם לא ידענו, ישראל לא יכירנו, אתה השם אבינו גואלנו מעולם שמך. This means לעתיד לבוא, יאמר לה, הקדוש ברוך הוא לאברהם, בניך חטאו לי, אמר לכם, בנו שלום, it's terrible, ימחו על קדושת שמך. Says הקדוש ברוך הוא, I'll try יעקב, have like צער גדול בנים, איפה שזה בואי רעך מעולה. אמר לה, יעקב, בניך חטאו. אמר לפני ריבונו שלנו, it's awful. ימחו הקדושת שמך. אוי ואבוי, אמר, נו, לא בסבי טיימה, לא בדרדי, כעיצה, I'll try יצחק. אמר לו יצחק, בניך חטאו לי. אמר לפני ריבונו שלנו, excuse me, בני? לא בניך? I seem to recall that בשעה שגיבל לפניך נעצר לנשמע קרית להם בני בחורי, all of a sudden רבני ולא בניך. That's funny, huh? ועוד כמה חטאו, exactly. I mean, you make it sound awfully serious. כמה שנותיו של אדם, 70 שנה. Let's take off the first 20. דלו ענשת עליי. Okay, we're talking about a 50-year lifetime. Now, Dal Chafei de Leiluta, okay, we left for 25 years. Let's take off 12 and a half years for davening, eating, going to the bathroom, you know. I mean, there's heavy duty needs in this world. So they're left with 12 and a half years. Tell you what, imata sovelet kulam, I think that's the best idea. But imlaf, we could split it. And if you want to be stubborn about it, im timzona kulam alai, fine. Big deal. Akrivet nafshik amach. Hold on, boys. באבותות אהבה, והיה להם כמרימי עול על חייהם, ואת אליו אוכיל.
Putting your mouth on today's daf hey test, here we are, it's Shabbos.
Is it a pet?
Is it a pet? Oh, then it's all right. As long as it's not your foot in your mouth. Okay, but we were up still, up till daf hey test on the base, the closing two lines. Yomer of Yeshua ben Tudatim. Yomer of Yeshua ben Levi. Bishaa shalam Moshe lemarom. Amru malachei asharet mitnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono shel Olam. Mal yelud isha beneinu. What in the world is a human doing here? Amar lem lekabel Torah ba. Amru lefanav. What? Hamudag nuza. Sheganzu alecha 974 dorot kodem shenivra haolam. This is ridiculous. You said the vatsiva le'elet dor. Lemaisa, the Torah ends up being given 26 dorot. Which means that it must, but we have to subtract 26 from 1,000. This is elet dor. Apparently, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that it wasn't going to be able to proceed long enough without it. So these, as the Gemara in Kargiga says, these are the tatka aderes that have to be sort of cut off quickly. So those tatka aderes is what they're referring to over here. So apparently your Torah came before the Bria, 974 deres before, with the other 26 gives us 1,000. And Atana Vakesh Litnala Basar Vadan, you're going to take something so choshev and give it to this humus over here. Ma'enosh kitiz kerenu ben adam kitiz kerenu. Hashem Adonenu Ma'ad Yashimcha B'chol Ha'aretz Hashem Tzvaot Chal HaShemayim. Take the Torah, which is your hod, this of course is with the Karni Ha'id of Moshe Rabbeinu, and put it over the Shemayim, not on earth.
But the Torah generally is a changing thing. What's changing in the non-created world?
What could have been there?
What could have been there?
Actually, the Gemara Chagiga says that those Doras actually did appear, and they were placed between other Doras. And they're the ones that always cause all the chaos and problems, because they don't really belong there. In any event, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Achzer Lehem Teshuvah. Moshe, answer them. Amar Lefanav, Ribonenu Shel Olam, Mityarei Ani Shem Yisrafuni Be'evel Shuvafiyam. I can't answer these guys. I mean, all they need to do is give me one roar. They'll burn me up. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, Echoz B'Kisei Chodi V'Chazor Lehem Teshuvah. Hold on to the Kisei HaKavod, which will protect you, and answer these guys. Now, this is not a small issue, even though the Gemara, you know, often presents rather cosmic themes in very childish ways. This is an exceedingly important issue, because it actually goes back to the very birth of Moshe and before. You know that the birth of Moshe, the Gemara tells us, is referred back to at the time of the Mabul, B'Shigam Hu Basar. Shkamu Basar appears at the same time as the Gzeir of the Mabul, the Yuyamav Me'av Esrim Shana, which was at the same time as the Bnei HaElohim. The Bnei HaElohim were Malachim that came with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they said, what is this human jazz over here? Ma'enosh b'tizkirano. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them, you think you can do a better job? They said, yes. So they were sent down to earth, and they were the ones who ended up screwing everything up. It ended up that mortality was too much for them. It was much too exciting around here. This is a famous theme throughout literature, but this is its marker. The Moshe Rabbeinu needs here to address that problem which was at the beginning. And the truth is that this is very much a little bit of the way the Gemara is putting it over here is a very cute game, because actually the first time the Malachim say this is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ma'asa Adam Betzalmenu. which is a question to the Malachim. What do you think about this idea of creating Adam? So Adam says, well, what's it? And the Malachim say, what's it all about? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him. So they say, what? That? What would you want that for? So there it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes his pinti, Kavayakol, sticks it next to the Malachim, and blows them up. Of course, here what Moshe Rabbeinu is claiming is going to happen to him if he doesn't hold on to the kisei. And this happens three times. So then he creates another group of Malachim who say the same thing. And they also get blown up. The third group of Malachim say, you know what? Didn't do the first two groups very much to complain. It's your world. Do whatever the heck you please. If you think it's a good idea, then go create this idiot. So now, this is the first time that any serious solution is being offered to the Malachim, which means that Moshe Rabbeinu now has got to, this is a very, this is a moment in which basically all of history hinges upon, because it's the answer to Naza Adam, but Salmeinu, really. They now have to come to learn to be Mechavev Adam, rather than to laugh at the whole idea. Otherwise, you don't have an answer to Naza Adam, which was always holding as a question in Maisa Bereishis. So Adam is always hanging up there, yes or no? That's the Yom HaShishi reference as well, right? Shamayim Eretz Yorah or Vishakot, as we had before.
Were the Malachim created in this era? Was that before? I mean,
what, those Malachim?
Any Malachim, were they before?
No, this, no. Bereishis is Yom Echad, Yom Shele Echad, says Rashi, before the Bria of Malachim.
So Malachim are part of this?
They're part of Bria, of course. So Moshe Rabbeinu has to answer them. Amar lefanav, but he doesn't speak to them. He speaks to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't speak to Malachim. This is like the guys that go and say these slichas to Malachi, Malachi Rachamim. He speaks to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono shel Olam, Torah she'ata noten li, ma k'tiva? Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher hotzeitzicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. Then he turns to the Malachim and says to them, gentlemen, what's this Mitzrayim? The Mitzrayim you're out of them. The Parashat you're out of them. What are you going to do with this Torah? Torah Lama Teilachem. Shuv Machtiv. What else? Lo Yelecha Elohim Acherim. What kind of nonsense is that for guys like you? Bein Amim Atem Shruyim Shavdim Avodah Zarah. I mean, what possible influence could there be for you to make the mistake of Avodah Zarah? Shuv Machtiv Azokhor Ev Yom HaShabbat Mekadsho. What does Shabbat mean to you guys? What, you do Malacha? You're going to be Shovet Malacha. What a waste. I mean, Kum Atem Osim Malacha Shatem Tzuchim Shvud. And then it says, Lotisah, what is Lotisah? What? You make shuas. You have business problems. They take you to court. Masavamatan yesh benechet. Waste of time. Shuv makti bakadeira davich vatimecha. You got a father? You got a mother? What are you going to do with this? Shuv makti valotirzach, lotinav, lotignav. What's all of this? Kina yesh benechem. What? You have jealousy that could possibly lead you to interrelationship problems over here. Yeserara yesh benechem. That you're going to take somebody else's wife. Miyad ha'odulo la'kadosh baruch hu. The Malachim said HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right. How do we know that? Because the first time, it's very strange to hear. It says, Hashem Adonainu mo'ag eshimcha b'chol ha'oretz ashetna ho'tcha la'shamayim. So then, after that pesuk is repeated. The only thing is, this time it says, Hashem Adonainu mo'ag eshimcha b'chol ha'oretz. It doesn't say ashetna ho'tcha la'shamayim. So apparently they gave up on that argument. Hashem Adonainu mo'ag eshimcha b'chol ha'oretz. It's true. Before it was a kasha, but Madhya Shimcha B'chol Ha'aretz. What great, what good is going to be your shame on the Ha'aretz? It's not HaKadosh Shamayim. But then they repeat it because they were made it in Meisha. Obviously. Don't, this is very serious stuff. He actually becomes an Ish Dvarim after defeating the last of the Malachim. Who's the last of the Malachim? Who's the last one to survive from Og? When does he write Sefer Dvorim? Acharei HaKotor et Og. That's when he becomes a speaker. The last of the descendants of the Bnei HaElohim was Sichon VaOg. Og was the final one. The reason that Og, that's why he was terrified of Og. The reason he was terrified of Og is that Og was the only one that had a serious argument. The other ones it was easy to defeat. Because Og had succeeded. Obviously this argument is stupid. On the level that it's presented over here. The kasha that the Malachim had was his answer. What do they say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Your Torah existed before there was any need for physical expression of the ideas in Torah, right? Matter of fact, in other Midrashim it's expressed, Torah she'aitak tuva lefanecha alpayim shona ve'esh chora agave yesh levona ve'ata mevakesh litna levasa v'dam. What kind of nonsense? So what were they asking? That the Torah is conceptual. If you want to reduce it to particular contingencies that occur in one little planet somewhere, off in some rock in the middle of nowhere, what's the point? So what does he answer them? kum yesh lam avayim. I mean, that's what they said back. You idiot. That was the question. Well, what is this avayim business? Explain it. I have no idea what an avayim is. Well, you explain it to them. Oh! Why didn't you say so? The fourth principle, you mean. Existence dependent on other existences is not, et cetera, et cetera. So that was our kasha. What do we need? This absurd. What? You need a biology to express issues like that. So clearly, I mean, the issue over here is it possible to utilize something which is conceptual and to assert it over a system, right? None of the other malachim succeeded in doing that, except Og. That's why it's called a palit. Og becomes a servant to Avram Avinu. He becomes Eliezer Eved Avram. He succeeds, Samedrash, he succeeds in escaping the model.
He was Eliezer.
How does he succeed in escaping the model? Obviously, he must have been successful. Yeah, but I'm saying, but what does that mean? It means that he was successful to be the equivalent of Nayak in terms of the Bnei Elohim. So that, and he's the one that succeeds in escaping the war with the at the time of Stone, by Yobo HaPalit, and he's the one that gets Avram Avinu's host in Yerushalayim Eretz Yisrael, which the Eretz HaRafinu, obviously Moshe is terrified. But this is the moment prior to the actual destruction of Og, in which this serious question that has been going through all through Maaseh Bereishis about whether Adam is a significant thing is finally being addressed. So let's not be mezalzel in it. In any event, they were immediately made to attack of his Baruch Hu. No, can't go argue with the Medrash. Fine. Well, that's why he was Vayorek. I mean, the guy must have been turning green already. He just got there. All right. No, come on. You see, it doesn't say at that point. So, apparently, Moshe Rabbeinu had won the argument. And not only that, but this turnabout was so successful that it became clear to the Malachim, because that's the only solution. Now, there's only two ways out of this. Either, in fact, Adam is just an expression of one of the multiple possibilities of what the Torah could be, or you need to start from the bottom up in order to have a Bria at all. That's the main problem. The truth is that's the difference between Christianity and Judaism, ultimately, right? In the deepest sense, Christianity believes that the world is meant to come from the top down. That's why they're creationists. They can't stand evolution. That's why they believe that humanity is doomed. And all of their absurd arguments. The need for grace. It's impossible to come to an Olam HaTikvah without Yoshka Pinta coming along, making it work for you, and so on and so forth. That's basically the time of Minash Kitis Kareno that reached its heights in Calvinism. But then it's Minash Kitis Kareno. Yeah, humanity is born in sin and doomed, etc. Right? Whereas Klal Yisrael's vision is exactly the opposite from Avram Avinu. The understanding is that you need to build the world from bottom up, and that it's the very fact that it manages to discover itself that makes Bria meaningful, which is why you have to have it self-evolve, self-form, and self-organize. That's the point of Avraham Avinu. So this question is central to understanding all of my separations. There's only two ways. Either the Malachim don't exist except because of Adam, or Adam can't really exist except as puppets, so to speak, of Malachim. The only thing that happened over here to Malachim, once they had to give in to Moshe, not say Tanoach HaLashamayim, then they fell in love with Moshe. Up until this point, the Malach is not capable of love, obviously, with a child. You can't fall in love with something that has no connection to you. A Malach, by definition, as the Rambam points out, no Malach could be the same as any other Malach, or it would be the same entity. If you have two Malachim that are the same, then they are the same. Because you don't have any dimensional space in which you can separate them. You only have a conceptual space. So a Malach that fulfills exactly the same coordinates in a conceptual space as any other is the same as the other. How can you possibly separate between them? But that precludes love, by definition. The same way that you can't love something that is completely without any connection to your experience of existence. It's an absurd thought. At this moment, for the first time, a Malach became capable of love because he recognized that Adam subsumes Malachim. Therefore, all of the Malachim fall in love with Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, Miyad, at that particular moment, Kol Echad V'Echad Naselo Ohev, every one of them became his best lover. Umasalo Davar, each Malach gave over to Moshe Rabbeinu that thing which was their particular chaos. And we see this because it says, Alisa Lamorom Shavita Shevi Lakakta Matanot De Adam. They were making fun of the fact that you were an Adam. And they were saying, well, you just made out of protoplasm, you stupid nobody. But then, because of the schar that you were an Adam, So then you ended up, because of that Adam taking, B'schar shekarucha Adam, they ended up giving you everything. And even the poor Malach HaMavis had to give him over the secrets of when he acts and how he acts. But Shenema v'yitena taktoret v'yichaper ala'am. I ask you, how did Moshe Rabbeinu know that you can use Ketoret after the outbreak with Korach, and you can use it to stop the Malach HaMavis? Does it say that in the Torah anywhere? All the experiences we had with the Ketoret up until this time were pretty disastrous. I mean, to the point, as Rashi brings it up, the Rashi brings it up, people were saying the Ketoret must have some kind of cyanide in it. Every time they burn it, people die. So he goes and he sends on and he says, spread out the Ketoret. Listen, I'm scared to have you here. Your father tells me over all these kashas you ask, you're going to stump me, and then they're going to go get somebody else to say the daf yomi. You promise you won't hurt me? So therefore, the only explanation of how it is that Moshe Rabbeinu must have found this out is the Malach HaMavis must have told him. I mean, who else knows? And therefore, if the Malach HaMavis hadn't told him that the Ketoret is Otzer the Magefa, how would Moshe know? So this must have been the Matana that the Malach HaMavis gave him. The Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mishaash Yorad Moshe Melikni HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The moment Moshe took the Ketoret, it's coming down to earth, something comes along, to be Mekatre, to try to prevent. They should go back already, and then the Tosis brings that the Sotan indeed was Mutra, that Kodesh Baruch was Madrid in Bishas Matan Torah, to make sure that he couldn't be Mekatre during that moment. So there shouldn't be anything that would come between the Nazarenes. But afterwards, there was Kichuk already. So Bosatan Ramadu Fanavri, Bonashalam Torah Hechani. What happened over here? Omalon Netatil Aretz. The Torah has been sent down to earth. Halach Etzel Aretz. Amala Torah Hechani, ask the earth, speaking of which the 10th planet was discovered today. Very interesting, yeah. 1.5 times the size of Pluto. This will mark the day the daf was said on the tape. Huh? Has it been named yet? So, it's 97 AUs away from the earth. That's a little bit too far for a planet, probably. No? Pluto is 40. This is 97, that means it's more than double the distance of Pluto. That's might as well be shy for another star. Huh? It's a normal one. They actually caught it. They caught it occluding a star and moon. Anyway, that's exciting. So the Sutton didn't know about that at this time. Okay, the Oret said, I don't know where it is. Elohim may be in Daka. I don't know. Because Baruch Hu knows the Derek of the Torah. I can't figure it out. Halach Etzel Yam, maybe it's in the watery part of the Aretz. Amarlo, no, Eini Madi, I don't got it. Halach Etzel Tahom, Amarlo, Ein Bi, all of these are psukim. Tahom Amarlo Bihi, Yam Amar Eini Madi. Yeah, in other words, the ability to be shaylate with the whole vision of Torah, where is that? He came up and sensed everything is gone over here. It's got to be in some kind of process, that's why it's Haitin Darka. It now became a process rather than a closed thing. So Avadon v'mavet, these are all continuous psukim. I mean, they're not in order, but they're psukim the same parak and yod. Avadon v'mavet, amru, bozneinu shamanu shim'a. We've heard something about it. Chazar amal lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ribono shel olam, I don't understand. Chipasti b'chol ha'aretz, I've looked all over the earth, v'lo metzatia. Amal lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Satan, did you try ringing Moshe's doorbell? I mean, go to Ben Amram. Lech etzel Ben Amram, talak etzel Moshe. Amalo, Torah, Natanaka, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Echani. Amalo, what are you crazy? Me, I'm going to have to tell you. You got to be out of your mind. Mani, Natanaka, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu's listening into this. Says, why? Moshe, what are you? A phony over here? Kadosh Baruch Hu, Amalo, Moshe, Badayeta. Amalo, Fanavi, Manosha, Lamam. What do you expect? Chamudavinu, Zay, Yeshlecha, Shatamishta, Shea, Brother, Ho, Yom. The Torah is your plaything. It's the sweetest thing you have. I'm going to say that I have it. All I could say is, Mommy, well, what am I? How could you possibly think such a thing? Since you wanted to make yourself less, now the Torah is going to be called yours. And this becomes Sefer Dvarim, essentially, which is the Dvarim of Moshe, particularly as opposed to the words of HaKadosh Baruch, which is, of course, at the same point, Dvarim.
The Malachi's
word, Zichru Torah
Moshe Avdin, means Dvarim.
No, I'm saying that particular element, where do we see that the Torah is always accessible only as Moshe words, is in Dvarim.
Sotan and
Yetzer Hara.
So basically the same thing?
Yeah.
Even though one refers to Yetzer. So, I'm sorry. Malchamavis.
It says who's Satan, who's Yetzer, who Malchamavis. Yoreh is the Mastin. When the person he's goes down and gets him excited, then he goes back to the Prophet's Mastin, and then he gets him in and he doesn't judge.
Malchamavis saw him earlier. He kind of knew it, but now he comes down as
Satan.
It's a different.
Of course, yeah, it's a different Gilgal. The Omer of the Yeshua Ben Levi. B'sha'ar she'alam Moshe l'marom. As we know from the Maisa of Rabbi Akiva and so on, Matzol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shaya Kosher Ktarim L'otiyot. He finds HaKadosh Baruch Hu writing the little Shatnez Gatz, the little crowns that are coming out of the top of the oysters. So he's looking. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what are you looking at? Ain Shalom Birchol? You don't know how to say hello, but you just come here and stare? I didn't think it was appropriate. I mean, you were busy. I'm going to say Shalom. So then, Ayala Kalazreni. So why didn't you help? We just sit there, watching. So miyad amano, of course, it doesn't mean miyad literally, but in other words, the next time that it was necessary, what Ezra could he possibly have given? As Rashi says, he could have given him a bracha. That's liach b'malach techa. So he could have been mispalo. So next time, when it was necessary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to find a way to be matzil Klal Yisrael at the time of the maraglim. So indeed, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "V'atoy yigdal ma'keach Hashem kasher dibarta." Like you said, I should help you. So I'm helping you. You should be strong and manage to do this properly. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. My dechsev, v'yar ha'am ki boshesh Moshe. What's the lashon of boshesh? We know that boshesh implies, in the same way the word busha does, a certain hesitancy, a reluctance. So boshesh, we know we find by the mother of Sisra, and Adua boshesh is the Merkav Tola, where there's a busha, so to speak, where when they were by Eglon, they were waiting ad bosh. So there, or this is really the reason why a spider is called an akabish. It's mit akev ad bosh. In other words, it sits there waiting, even beyond the point that it doesn't assert itself; it waits. It's all pointed to the web, or even those that don't make a web. They wait. They don't go out to get. They wait till something comes along. So, in any event, so much for the language tonight. So why does it say boshesh, Moshe? I'll take great boshesh, yellow boshesh, the sixth hour had come. Because b'sha'ah sh'alam Moshe l'maroma ma'alam l'Yisrael, l'sof arba'im yom b'tchilat shesh ani ba. At the end of 40 days, I'm going to be down at the beginning of the sixth hour. L'sof arba'im yom. V'satan v'irvevet ha'olam. The Satan comes, turns the world upside down, brings darkness, and so on and so forth. So where's your guy Moshe over here? You're making such a big fuss over. Really? It's awfully dark outside. It's almost Shkia. They didn't believe him. I'm telling you, Moshe died. And he showed them a vision of a coffin containing Moshe floating across the sky. Immediately it says the Ve'akilo Aharon, and they are obviously pointing to something, because they say, Kizeh Moshe Aish, where are they pointing to when he is? You mean Moshe Aish? They're pointing to him, must be that the Satan had showed them something to point to. Now the Maisa Rashi learns that the Irvuv of the Satan was not to make it look like it was later than the sixth hour. Rashi learns that this goes back to the Yom Echad Oisit Meshu Midaita, they thought he meant that it was 40 days including that day. So it would be on the 40th day at Shesh. Lamaishi only came down on the 41st day from that day, because he, of course, meant Yomim Shleimim, the same way he had been Derish. So it didn't count this day. And therefore, there was a toast. The toast is tiny, is that messes up the whole structure. If he went up on Shiva, then how did he come down on Shivasar? From Shiva the Sivan to Shivasar the Tammuz is 40 days, including Shiva, 24 additional days till the end of the Sivan, and then you have Iyar, which is Chasson, and Thomas, and that doesn't work out. Neither would the Aliyah on the Yotes work out to come out on the Yom Kippur. Thomas has got a lot of problems with this. Lamaisa doesn't explain what the Yerba Vailam is either. What do we need the Yerba Vailam according to this approach? Omla Yahumi Rabbanan L'Rev Kahana. Misha Mielacha Mai Har Sinai. Do you have a Kabbalah? What's the meaning of those words, Har Sinai? Why is it called Sinai? Because there were tons of Nisim on Har Sinai. Really, so why wasn't it called Har Nisi then instead of Har Sinai? I mean, what we have to do, that can reverse the words. So then Har Nisoimi Boile. All right, so it was a Har Shanasa by Simon Table Yisrael. So you could have called Har Siminoi. Why is it called Har Sinai? Or Marley? I see you don't know. Stop making up reasons. My time of Shkiach Kamei of Popper, one of the Rebbe of Yeshua, that's what I'm trying to get through to you, that you never study by the right people. You should come to Shir by Rav Popper, by Rav Rebbe of Yeshua. The Ma'ani Bagadata, they know how to explain Agadata. Rav Chist and Rav Rebbe of Gunadamit Avayu, my Har Sinai, why was it called Har Sinai? Har Shi Yarda Sin Allah Akum Alav. Sinai is a lotion of Sinai, the hatred. Because since HaKadosh Baruch Hu essentially offered the world, the entire world, Torah, anybody that rejected the Torah became hateful. How do you reject the Torah? It's one thing, okay, so you don't on your own, you don't come to search out for the Torah. You're given an opportunity, you turn it down. So that was the Yerida of Sinai to the world. There are actually five names to Har Sinai. Now, it isn't really five names to Har Sinai. As Tosis points out, all of these places are very different. Clearly, we can bring Rias from this week's Parsha, the coming Parsha, that they're entirely different places. Some of them are full 10, 12 masot away from each other. But Tosfos says that actually, I mean, if you consider the fact that we call the different parts of that desert different names, it's all one desert. It's not that there's a significant geographical or topographical or climate differences between them. So why, in a sense, you could say all of these names apply to the entire desert that Klal Yisrael went to. That must be the way that's said to Gemara. Why do we find this element expressed and that element expressed? So, therefore, we have to recognize that it has five names. It's called Midbar Tzin, it's called Midbar Kadesh, it's called Midbar Ktemot, it's called Midbar Paran. What does each one of these mean? So Midbar Tzin is a lotion of Tzivui. Midbar Shenit Tavu Yisrael Alav. Midbar Kadesh Atavius. Midbar Shenit Katshu Yisrael Alav. Midbar Kdemot Shenit Na Kduma Alav. That which came prior to the world, the Torah was given on this place. Midbar Paran Sheparu Le'avu Alav. It was the place where they reproduced. Rashi says it must be that the Shuvu Lachem La'alechem, just like we found by Shlomo HaMelech, when they had been Poresh during those the days of the Kino for the the Beis HaMikdash, which included Sukkot and Yom Kippur and so on. So they all went home and they found their wives, Tairites, and each one of them had a Ben Zohar. It must be, says, I don't know where it's Merum is, but it must be that that's what the Gemara means. So they reproduced in it, therefore it's called Poram, for Rosh Hashanah of Rivia. Midbar Sinai, Shiyarda Sinala Akum Allah, but those are all names that express the ideas. But what was the real name? Mahashmo Chorev Shmo. The real name was Chorev. This is Har Chorev. Now this is different than Rabbi Abu's approach. The Omer Rabbi Abu, Har Sinai was actually the name. The only reason it was called the Har Chorev was Shiyar the Churv al Akum Alav. It's the opposite approach. So there was indeed much that was Choruv because of the fact that the Akum did not accept the Torah. The next piece that we add in the Mishnah is Minayin Shekoshim Lavshon Shel Zehurit on the Sayur HaMishtaleyach, and then we bring the Pasuk In Yuchatoichem Kashanim. The Shalag Yabinus, as part of the Sefer Kapara, was the issue of Shanim. But why does it say Kishanim? I mean, it says Kasheleg. If it could say Kashanim, so does it say, Imyuchat Echab Kashanim, Kishlagim Yabinus? I mean, when I talk about the color, it says Imyuchat Echab Kashanim, Kashalag Yabinus. If it's red as Shani, then it'll be white as snow. Well, why is Shanim Lashon Rabbi? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. אמר להם הקדוש ברוך הוא לישראל אם יהיו חטאיכם כשנים הללו שסדורות ובאות מששת ימי בראשית ועד עכשיו כשלג יבינו even if your chataim are basically like the years of creation itself, they're givens. Nobody even considers them, no? It's the way life is, isn't it? Every generation has to go through its own chataim, figure out what their parents did wrong, what their grandparents did wrong. It's the same garbage all the time. So you'll say, no, so it's the same thing. It's going on for thousands of years. Give up already. Kesheleg Yalbinu. Mesudr, it's all Mesudr. All set in place, right? I mean, it's standard stuff. Darash Rabba Maidasiv Lechuna V'nivatcha Yomar Hashem. What do you mean, first of all, Lechuna? Lechuna? I mean, you're inviting them into a discussion. So what do you mean, go? Come, is what you want to say. Not go. Come. And what do you mean, Yomar Hashem? What is the Yomar? What, is Hashem saying this or not? I mean, say Amar Hashem, the Navi's trying to say over something to Bnei Yisrael. So what's he saying, Yomar Hashem? God has a tendency to say. What does that mean? So first of all, says the Gemara, Lechuna, it should say Bona. Yomar Hashem, Amar Hashem, Yibarle. Ella might have chatted like this. Le'atid lavo, this is something that is referring to the Yom HaDin. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come to Klal Yisrael and say, you know, Lechuna etzel avotechem ve'yochichu etchem. Well, I don't even know how to deal with you guys. It's hopeless. You go to those guys, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, maybe they can take care of you. I don't know. So Klal Yisrael says, what? We're going to go to them? You got to be kidding. Rono Shalom. Those guys don't even like us. It's a minelech. It's a Avram. When you told Avram, Yador, Tidak, Yigeri, Ezra, Kavre, Zolahem, Vavadun, Vinu, Otam, did he sit there and pray for us and say, oh, please save them and say a word? He obviously doesn't care. I'm going to go talk to a guy like that. No big case, Rachami Malena. Yitzchak comes along, Esav, and starts complaining. So Yitzchak says to him, well, okay, if they make any problems and they're not right, then the prophets wipe out 6 million of them. What's the problem? I'm going to go to a guy like that. I'm going to talk to him. And he's going to help me. So he told Yosef, Esav, Yitzchak, Shetarid, lo bikesh rachamim aleinu. What am I going to do? I'm going to go to Yaakov Avinu. What did he care? When you told him, Anokei Eredim Cha Mitzrayim, Mitzrayimah, did he say, no, listen, save my children. Nothing. Okay, as long as it's all right, you'll be with me. We'll manage. The heck with the rest of them. And I'm going to sit there and worry about him. Rashi says that the Eredim Cha is Merameis to all of the Arba Golios, because it says, Alta Gam Alo. It's Mashmi. We had this years in the Gemara. So that there was going to, he knew already that there was going to be a goal. It's the same way that Avram Avinu was told that it was Emach, Hashechar, Gedela, Nefeles, Meramis, all the Arba Goliaths. And he didn't say a word. It's a mean event. So who are we supposed to go to? Well, we should go to our forefathers. What do they care? Therefore, and now we return to the words of the Navi, Yomar Hashem, you say, we're not interested in going to anybody else. You want to be Mokhiach us, we'll take it. But we're certainly not going to have anybody in between. That's the case. You were semech on me, imi yukhat eichem kashanim to shelag yabino, which explains the rest of the positive, because, I mean, something strange happens. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sounds awfully threatening. The chunav and ibakha, and so on and so forth. Then now it's, don't worry, it's okay. Don't worry, it's okay. But the Gemara's explanation is beautiful. First was a lachuna. Let somebody else handle that. I'm going to talk to you. Then, Yomar Hashem, no, we insist. You should say, then, if that's the case, im yuchatayf, it's just a remnant. Apparently, kapora, this is the, what is going to bring the kapora to the Maisa Ego that starts this whole thing rolling? Shunim turning to Shelech. So that Sarah Mishtaleach, which is the mocker of that tikkun, is the place to put that shunim. But it's not, of course it's not. That's a different thing. That's a simen. Over here was part of the actual throwing. As I mentioned, this Vasemis points out that the shunim on the level of the pshat in the Mishnah is indeed two parts. Shunim, Lashon, Rabim. Because part was connected to the stone and part was connected to the Rosh HaSoy. So that it was part of the actual throwing of the soy. Omer Chuban Achmini, Omer Yenesan. Might it see, Ki Ata Avin, only you are our father. Now, who is the you that they're referring to? Well, it says, Ki Avraham lo yadanu, V'Yisrael lo yakirenu. Okay, so that takes out Avram from the picture, and it takes out Yaakov Avinu from the picture. And then it says, Ata Hashem Avinu. But, so who was the Ata Avinu in the beginning of the pasuk? Ata Hashem Avinu Go'avinu Me'olam Shemecha. So what is this referring to? L'atid lavo yomar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Avraham. It comes time now to damn the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram Avinu, listen, it's been a lousy run. The simulation stinks. Vanecha chatuli. They never did a good job. You have to wipe them out and bring a Kiddush Hashem to the world by showing that you're Dan the Rishayim. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my God, what the heck is wrong with this guy? Emelele Yaakov, I'll go to Yaakov. He, at least that Sagil Bonim, he has a little bit of Rachamim in him, not like this guy, had an easy life. Emelele Yaakov, that way Sagil Bonim, should the boy Rachamim, maybe he'll also ask me for some Rachamim. Amale Banecha Khatu. It comes to Yaakov, he says it's been a lousy simulation. Amale Banavri, Banach Alami, Machua Kedushat Shemecha. Wipe them out. Oh, face. Lobis, happy time of the old men are half Ava bottle. Lo Bedarzik Eitza, the kids, Yaakov, I mean, Yaakov Avinu is just a kid, but it doesn't understand anything. Lo Bedarzik Eitza, I'll go to Yitzchak. He's not too old and he's not too young. Maybe he'll have something to say. Omar lo Yitzchak, Banecha Chatumit. Omar lo Fanav, Ribono Shel Olam. What's this Banecha jazz? Excuse me? But all of a sudden they're mine? Banai, Velo Banecha. Very interesting, because when it was time for them to say Nasav and Ishmael, and you recognized how great they were, you were going around crowing to the whole world, the Nebuchadnezzar Yisrael, and you were taking pride in them. You weren't saying these are Yitzchak sons, I seem to notice. And now they make you some trouble. Ashav Banai Velo Banecha. That's an awfully easy way out of this problem. And then this other thing you're saying, they sin. How much could they possibly have sinned? I mean, the people's lives has enough time for sinning. I understand. Kamachatu. Let's make a little cheshbon over here. Kamashnotav shel adam. What is this joke of a life that you give people here? 70 years. Let's take off the first 20, because you don't give an onesh in the Shemayim on the first 20. So we've got 50 years that you're worried about. Is that right? Okay. All right. So dalas in the nolad. Pashul chamshin. Now, 25 years out of that 50, it's too dark. I mean, it's nighttime. These guys are sleeping. They don't have kayach to sin. So 25 years, take that right off, okay? You're left with 25 years in which they're up. Now, in 25 years in which they're up, you got to take off half of that time, because between the time they daven, go to shul, come back, carpool, eat, bench, go to the bathroom, I mean, that takes off half of the rest of the time. So they're left with 12 and a half crummy years in a lifetime. If you dal tati sreya plag the tzulu, you got davening, you got eating, you got sitting in the bathroom, you're left with 12 and a half lousy years. Now, if you think you can handle 12 and a half years, I mean, it doesn't sound very serious to me. If you think you can handle 12 and a half years per person, I think that's a good idea. If it's too much for you, we could split it. You know, we could split it. Look, if you're going to really action Zachina that it's too much even for you to handle half, I'll take the whole business on myself. Intin Saloma Kulamalai. So that's not a problem. Hakarivit Nafshi Kamach. Look, I was already marked with my nefesh for you, Amuritsa. This is a minor issue for me. Patchu Vamru, and that explains the rest of the puzzle. Kiata Avinu, you are our father. And the rest of them ignore us. Alan Yitzchak, and Yitzchak said, now wait a minute, let's not get carried away over here. Achatem Mikalsim Li, Kilsula Kadosh Baruch Hu. Well, you should really be praising Zakadosh Baruch Hu set up this whole silly thing. So, this is the ultimate Yitzchak of Yitzchak. This is his laughter, lusty love. So he shows them HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Miyad Nosu Einayim Lamorim, immediately they turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'Emrim, Ata Hashem Avinu, V'Aleinu Mi'olam Shemecha, all through the influence of Yitzchak. Omri B'chia Barav, Omri B'Yochanan, Ru'ui Haya Yaakov Avinu L'Reid L'Mitzrayim, B'Shav Shalaot Shav Barzel. The truth is, the Gezeira of going down to Mitzrayim, normally when a person goes into Golos, it goes in irons. I mean, it doesn't go in beautiful, lovely trucks that are sent by Paro with all kinds of supplies. And that's not what one would have expected is the going down to Mitzrayim. It turns out the schus of Yitzchak, of Yaakov Avinu was Gerimek, but it was at Merachim. It was Merachim on Yitzchak. The Chavle Adam means soft, like humans are. The Chavle Adam Mem Shechem, I will draw them. Ba'avtot Ahava, yes, with chains. What types of chains? Chains of love. Ba'avtot Ahava. Ve'ayeh lehem kim rimei ol alekehem. I will be like a farmer. It's interesting. Rashi says a good farmer, but he uses the word good, not a farmer who knows well how to farm, which would be called mumcha. It says ikar tov. So what's called an ikar tov? It says his pirish on the spot, not here. But an ikar tov has feelings for his animal. So when his shor is working, he lifts up the old. So it shouldn't bend down. It shouldn't be too hurtful. But his waffle lifts up the old from us. Merine ol. The at, and then I will pour out upon you a love ochil. Ochil is a lashon to be able to. To be able to tolerate something. This is where it comes from. People say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the keach to be seivel yisurim. You know, people say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't send yisurim that you're not able to be any of. But that isn't really true. It's the atalav ochil. I will pour out for these people ochil, the ability to tolerate, the capacity to be able to absorb these yisurim. No, why not? But anyway, shall we continue the Mishnah? Because Sabbath Josh is practicing all day, we don't want to disappoint.
Chavay Oda means chains made out of people?
No, but it means chains that are suitable for
right, in other words.
Soft things.
Like, Yosef was your chain, in other words, when you drew him down. In terms of Yaakov going to the tent, like Chavay Oda, it's like Yosef was
no,
your
I mean,
chain.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The draw. Chavay in the sense of the draw. The draw was love, to be able to come down for that person, not chains. No, the chains of your emotions. You emotionally change rather than chained in iron.
Yes. Zook the Heilige Mishnah.
How do you feel? That was great. That was just perfect. Hamotzi Eitzim. We're back to Hotzah. Hamotzi Eitzim. Okay. You're carrying out wood. How much wood? Well, we already know. In fact, I was going to ask, we already know, because we had the riot from the soft reeds before, that it's Kedel of Asho Beitzak Hala. Beitzak Hala refers to an egg of a chicken, because it's easily cooked. Tavlin, and how much spice? Well, enough spice. Kedel of Tavlin, Beitzak Hala. I mean, come on, what's life all about? No. Yes, that's true, but that's not what it means. And different spices can be mitztaref for the shear, which is strange, because what good's a little bit of one and a little bit of the other? I mean, they don't taste the same. The Gemara is going to ask this. Klipei egozim, klipei rimonim, istis, upua. Now, these are all things that are used for dyeing, making a dye matter. So istis is actually called isatis. It's isatis tinctoris even today. The upua is called dyer's matter. Or they have various growths on fresh egos, which if you put into water, it makes the water dark. So enough of the material, it's brought in beged katan. You should have enough to dye a small beged, which is pisbacha. Smallest beged is what is, we know the svacha is a hairnet, we've seen it many times before, but the pisbacha is the, around the top, there was a solid piece that the net came out of, and that they would color. And that would be enough to be Machai of Yerushir of Hotzah. Rabbi Yehuda, Meraglayim, Neter, Borit, Kamulia of Ashlag. Now these are all ingredients that were used for washing. We don't think very much of having old urine for washing, but actually it was all across the world the best way to get out stains. Stain remover. Heck, you don't want shout unless you have a kidney stone. So you use Meraglayim, or you can use Nater, which is called Matron. Boris, some Boris is very strange what Boris is. I mean, Boris is what's called Sabon. That's a question whether we're talking about over here a type of plant. There's various things that were used in this fashion, and because of the Shvius relationship that we'll see later on, it's got to be some type of plant, Lechora. Although we'll see that there's a lot of problems with identifications here, especially because of the Kamuya. So the Kamuya, which the Gemara is going to ask what that is, the Ashlag, again, nowadays is used, I think, for potassium. What are the Ashlag? No, that's Shalgan, potash. Right. Kedela Chabes, Ashlagan. Kedela Chabes, Beget Katan. So potash today is called Ashlagan, and Ashlagan is potassium. Yeah. Is a potash is probably a potassium. It's a potassium compound. Also, kedei lechabes, that's enough to wash a beged katan. Again, the beged katan is the same beged katan, the piece of a chat. Rabbi Yudah omer kedei lavir et haketem. The shear is enough to be used to remove the ketem, like we had back in Nidah. So, in order to remove blood and to be matayer of the beged afterwards, you need to pass these particular ingredients over the ketem. That's the shear. I'm going to end here because of the batteries are dying. I'm going to go there. Thanks,